Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1862. Is your favorite sport secretly killing you? 6 steps to protecting your heart from extreme endurance exercise, part 2, by Army Leg with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, today's episode is part 2 of a longer post. So if you missed part 1, then I recommend going back and listening to that first. That was episode 1861. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Is your favorite sport secretly killing you? 6 Steps to Protecting Your Heart from Extreme Endurance Exercise, Part 2, by Army Leg, with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Step 3. Be patient. Endurance athletes are ambitious people. We like to go longer, faster, and harder, often sooner than we should. It's not uncommon for athletes to race a marathon or Ironman after a year or two of training. This probably isn't the best idea in terms of heart health, though. It takes years of consistent training to prepare your heart for something like an Ironman, half Ironman, or even a marathon. It takes time for your heart to adapt and grow larger, stronger, and more efficient. One study found that better trained athletes' hearts had a smaller rise in markers of heart stress after extreme exercise, although this isn't as widely published. Most studies have also found that the hearts of athletes who train more don't get as fatigued after exercise. That said, most recreational athletes may not be able to push themselves as hard or as long as more experienced ones, which might reduce the risks. If you're determined to start long races, like 2 or more hours long, in your first few years of training, try to finish rather than compete. Step 4. Be specific with your training. Your heart adapts specifically to the kind of exercise you do most. Similar sports tend to produce similar changes, but they're still slightly different. Runners and cyclists often have much larger hearts than non-athletes, but there are still subtle differences in the thickness of heart walls and shape of the chambers. There hasn't been any research on whether or not an athlete with a swimmer's heart is more likely to suffer heart damage if they suddenly start running marathons. They probably aren't. That said, an athlete whose heart is well adapted to one sport is probably not fully prepared for the cardiovascular demands of another. If you want to do everything you can to minimize the chances that endurance exercise might damage your heart, train your heart for your sport. If you want your heart to be ready for a marathon, lifting weights won't cut it. You need to run. Step 5. Listen to your body. Endurance athletes are good at ignoring pain, fatigue, and discomfort. When it comes to the health of your heart, this isn't always good. If you ever experience any of the following symptoms during or after exercise, see a doctor as soon as possible. These are often signs of heart disease. These symptoms include chest pain, especially on the left side of the body, dyspnea, which means you have an inability to catch your breath, even at a moderate to low effort, unexplained nausea and or dizziness, and extreme fatigue or lethargy despite being well rested. These symptoms can be caused by things other than heart disease, so don't freak out if they happen to you. That said, it's best to see a doctor to be safe. Step 6, get your heart tested. If you're really concerned about endurance exercise damaging your heart, it's a good idea to get a checkup, or more thorough testing in some cases. there's still an ongoing debate about whether or not athletes should get a detailed series of heart tests before they start exercising, especially if they don't have any symptoms. Most experts think it's a good idea to get at least an electrocardiogram, ECG, and a basic exam if you can afford it. If you're over the age of 50, it may also be a good idea to get a coronary calcium scan to see how much, if any, plaque is in your arteries. Some data suggests that endurance athletes, specifically marathon runners, may have more coronary calcium than you normally expect for otherwise healthy athletes. None of these tests are 100% foolproof, and it's still possible to have heart problems despite excellent test results. It's also important to give your doctor a detailed medical history so they can help you decide how much exercise is safe for your heart. Summary: exercise sensible caution when it comes to cardio and your heart. There are real risks when it comes to endurance exercise in your heart. They're smaller than many people would have you believe, but they do exist. If you've been adhering to these tips, the chances that your training may damage your heart or has damaged your heart are slim. There aren't nearly enough studies to say definitively how likely it is that endurance exercise might damage your heart or how to reduce these risks. Luckily, there's enough research to develop a few educated guesses on how you can keep cardio from damaging your heart. You just listened to part two of the post titled, "Is Your Favorite Sport Secretly Killing You? 6 Steps to Protecting Your Heart from Extreme Endurance Exercise," by Army Leg with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I hope by reading this, this doesn't discourage you from doing endurance exercise or from working out today because now you're scared your heart's going to stop. It's very, very unlikely that that would happen. Instead, the key takeaways from parts 1 and 2 of this post are to, 1, pay attention to your body. First, there's always that disclaimer that before you start any exercise program, please get seen by your doctor first. And that's great advice, and I highly recommend you do that. That's one of the best things you can do, in fact, to prevent any damage to your heart. Something you can actually do right now to see if your body is ready for physical activity is check out the PAR-Q or PAR-Q questionnaire. You can find a copy of this online, fill it out, and bring it to your doctor's appointment. The next thing is simply listen to your body, but you have to listen honestly. And what I mean by that, instead, you really have to listen to your muscles. Listen to your body. Don't let your brain tell you that you're too tired. Instead, is your body or your muscles telling you you're too tired? If that's the case, probably not a good day to go out and do some endurance training or even some high-intensity interval training. Instead, it may be a day to just take a 10 or 20-minute walk, do some stretches, and then you're done. I'll give you an example. My personal experience over the past 3 days, I was working out really hard. I felt great, so I thought, hey, my body's telling me I'm good to go. But today was a completely different story. In fact, my brain was saying, let's get in a workout. But my body was saying, heck no. How did I realize that my body was telling me, heck no, it ain't happening? Well, it happened when I was just bending down to check the tread on my tires, which I do every month. And as I was bending down and got down on my knees to check the tread, everything hurt. You should have seen how long it took me to stand up. That was my body telling me, you're not working out today. So instead, I took a walk. Oh, and something I need to mention, if you perform any kind of endurance exercise or even high-intensity interval training for a short period of time, please hydrate afterwards. That will help protect your kidneys as well. No need to overdo it. As I always say, there's no need for water toxicity. But just be sure to pay extra attention after those kinds of workouts to make sure you're adequately hydrating. And again, that'll protect your kidneys. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, I have a bonus episode for you in just a second. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.